what's sad is that even if it's the latter, we often accept it anyway because we are so accustomed to the way things are that we don't even recognize that they could be different. This is a phenomenon psychologists call functional fixedness. This classic experiment will give you an idea of how it works and a sense of whether you may have fallen into the same trap. People are often given a box of tacks and some matches and asked to find a way to attach a candle to a wall so that it burns properly. Typically, the subjects try tacking the candle to the wall or lighting it to affix it with melted wax. The psychologist had, of course, arranged it so that neither of these obvious approaches would work. The tacks are too short, and the paraffin doesn't bind to the wall. So how can you accomplish the task? The successful technique is to use the tack box as a candle holder. You empty it, tack it to the wall, and stand the candle inside it. To think of that, you have to look beyond the box's usual role as a receptacle just for tacks and reimagine it serving an entirely new purpose. That is difficult because we all suffer, to one degree or another, from functional fixedness. The inability to think in new ways affects people in every corner of society. The political theorist Hannah Arendt coined the phrase frozen thoughts to describe deeply held ideas that we no longer question but should. In Arendt's eyes, the complacent reliance on such accepted truths also makes people blind to ideas that didn't fit their worldview, even when there was ample evidence for them. Frozen thinking has nothing to do with intelligence, she said. It can be found in highly intelligent people. Arendt was particularly interested in the origins of evil, and she considered critical thinking, to be a moral imperative. In its absence, a society could go the way of Nazi Germany. Another context in which frozen thinking can turn truly dangerous is medicine. If you land in the hospital, it's natural to want to be treated by the most experienced physicians on the staff. But according to a 2014 study in the Journal of American Medical Association, JAMA, you're better off being treated by the relative novices. The study examined nearly 10 years of data involving tens of thousands of hospital admissions and found that 30-day mortality rate among the high-risk patients with acute heart conditions was a third lower when the top doctors were away at conferences.